Hello, compliments of the season. Welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limits Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm excited to have you with me. Wow, we are at the end of the year. How has the year been for you? I hope it has been great. And so over the next few episodes, I will be sharing with you thoughts and tips to help you prepare and position yourself for an amazing year ahead. I believe that every year should be better than the last. And one of the ways we can ensure this is by learning from the previous years and planning effectively for the new year. Today, I'm going to be talking about the power of reflection. The power of reflection. Reflection is looking back so that the view looking forward is even clearer. Reflection helps us to gain wisdom and insight into ourselves, into our patterns, our behavior, our beliefs, and ultimately all this shape our outcomes. Self-reflection will entail you asking yourself questions about your values, assessing your strengths and failures, thinking about your perceptions, your interactions with others, and imagining where you want to take your life in the next 1 year. As the year draws to a close, it is important, it is essential that we take time to reflect on our journey throughout 2021. This process of reflection will show us how and why we are where we are, and more importantly, what we need to do to move to where we want to be. Without proper reflection, we will end up doing things exactly the same way as we have always done them. And that will mean that we will get the same outcomes that we have always gotten. I'm going to be talking about three ways or three areas that you should reflect on. The first one is reflect on your outcomes. Reflect on your outcomes. And you know, the process of reflecting is you asking yourself a series of questions and then taking note of the answer. So if you don't have your jotter and your pen with you, I think you should pause this and make sure you get a jotter and a pen to write down the questions. And when you want to do reflection, you can play this podcast again and then use it to write down the answers. Because it is important that you identify and you note the key things that will arise as you ask yourself these questions. So in reflecting on your outcomes, you should ask yourself, what went well this year? You know, what went great this year? What were the I moments of the year? I want you to take some time to reflect on them. What were your wins for this year? Celebrate your wins. Be grateful for your wins this year. What were your achievements? What were the things you set out to achieve and you achieved them? What were your best experiences this year? You must begin to identify all of them because those are your outcomes for the year. And take a few minutes to celebrate and appreciate yourself for those outcomes and those wins because they are very important. Next, I want you to begin to reflect on your journey this year, the process itself of this year. The first question is, what have you learned in the last 1 year? This question is very, very important. A lot of us underestimate the value of asking ourselves or identifying lessons that we have learned on the way. What have you learned this year? What has been the lesson from your experience on your job, in your business? Because there must be lessons that you have learned. If not, you have to pass through the school of life again to learn those lessons. So what are the things that you identify as lessons? What have you learned? And what have you unlearned? There's a quote I love sharing during trainings, and it says that the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read or write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. So over the course of the year, in as much as you have learned a few things, there should be one or two things that you have also unlearned. It could be ways of thinking, it could be perceptions, it could be attitude, it could be anything. So what have you unlearned? That's the second question. Third question, what behaviors, habits, actions, attitudes worked for you in 2021? What worked for you? What kind of schedule worked for you? What kind of timing worked for you? What kind of behavior worked for you? What worked for you in 2021? And what did not work? What didn't work? You have to identify what didn't work so that you don't repeat it. You know, what are the things that sabotaged your best effort? Did you sabotage yourself? Do you have somebody who sabotaged you? Was there a process that sabotaged you? You must find out what sabotaged your efforts in 2021. Lastly, what do you need to start doing? What do you need to stop doing? And what do you need to keep doing? The third area of reflection is to reflect on your goals. At the beginning of 2021, I want to believe that you did set goals. And so you want to look at those goals by asking yourself a few questions. First, are you the same person you were at the beginning of 2021? The circumstances that made you set those goals, are they still existing in your life? Are those goals still relevant to you? And how much of them did you achieve? And I don't want you to approach this question with a, no, I didn't achieve it, or yes, I achieved it, but with how much of it did you achieve? Did you achieve 70%, 80%, 40%? How much of your goals did you achieve? What factors helped you to get the achievement that you had? What were the things that helped you? What was the state of mind? What were the, you know, supporting things that helped you to achieve those goals? And also, what goals were you unable to achieve? And what factors hindered you achieving those goals? You must identify them. This is another big question. What should you have done differently? What should you have done differently? These are very tough questions, but I can guarantee you that as you ask yourself in solitude, and as you answer objectively and truthfully, because I'm sure I've said it 1,000 times on my podcast, that you must never deceive yourself. You must never lie to yourself. So when you're having this reflection, you must answer those questions truthfully and objectively. And as you answer them truthfully and objectively, I can guarantee you that you will gain so much insight into yourself. You will understand better how your mind works. You will understand better your patterns, your belief systems, your behaviors, and you'll be able to evaluate them to decide if they are working for you or if you need to change them. The law of madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Every time you want a different outcome from a year, from a process, you must check the input. When you tweak the input, the output will also change. So taking time to reflect helps us to objectively look at our actions so that we can alter our outcomes. I want you to take time to do this. Let me drop this caveat. Now, as you do this, this is very important. Reflect with gratitude and not regret. The purpose of reflection should be primarily to learn and to gain insight into yourself so that you can unveil a better version of you. It is not so you can knock yourself on the head and regret what you didn't do. No, that's not the purpose. So don't indulge yourself in feelings of regret, because that is just a waste of time. Be thankful for your wins. Be thankful for the lessons. Be thankful for the opportunities that you have had. And also note the things you need to work on so that you can improve yourself. Take your time to effectively reflect. I will suggest 2 or 3 days to reflect and jot down your learnings. It is important, because when you are able to see clearly through your reflection, you're also able to look forward and project clearly. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have learned something. I hope it has been useful to you. Do remember to subscribe, and also remember to share with your family and friends. Till I come your way very soon, take care of yourself and enjoy the season. Bye.